Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. From the 1988 history notes comes this story about the building of Lady Two, which is Lady of the Lake Two. It's by Lawrence Cozart. He said George Pennell was the owner of the boat company. He came to me one day and asked if he had a sectional steel boat shipped in. Could I put the sections together? I thought I could, so he told me to start planning. So I was committed to the job of building the Lady Two. I was getting up in years and began to worry about the completion of the project. I chose Charles Schwader to help me. We laid out the keel dimension, full scale, on a 100-foot concrete driveway. We then made plywood patterns. Chuck and I worked slowly and carefully. It was a two-man job. The frame began to take shape. It was 1969. By 1971, we needed a building site and a solid base 120 feet by 30 feet. And all elevations would be determined from a baseline that must never change. The keel was laid in 1971, and the framing of the hull was completed, ready for the quarter-inch steel plates covering. Mr. Pennell was having health problems and was away from the office more and more. One day, after being away for some time, his wife, Ruth, drove him down to the boat where I was working. He wanted my assurance that it would be finished. I promised to see it to completion. He passed away soon after that. There was no foreign steel put in this boat. The architect's plans had been for the hull only. From there on, I had to make up my own plans. The propellers were eventually received, mated to the shafts, and installed in the hull. Next came the rudders. In October 1974, after 4.5 years, George Pennell's daughter Patty Risley, with a bottle of champagne, tearfully christened her daddy's boat the Lady Two. There was still a long way to go before completion. Two V-12 engines, two 500-gallon diesel fuel tanks, roofing for the pilot house and upper cabin was yet to be done. In December 1975, we took her on a shakedown cruise. The boat performed very well. June 1976, 7 years since the beginning, George Pennell's boat was in operation on Lake Chelan. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.